Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of Hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble Imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, we were talking about stress management. We talked about how to deal with the overwhelming things when teens are faced with so many challenges at the academic level, when they're overwhelmed with the society and the other pressures, how to deal with it. We talked about it, and we also talked about the spiritual stress. Yeah, and first of all, we discussed, is this stress a good one or a bad one? And then we also discussed how to deal with this, and we have some more in the store. So yes, Brother Liaqat, we want some more concepts on how to deal with this spiritual stress management.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّوا قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبَ Surah Al-Ra'ad, Surah number 13. And ayah, the verse is 28. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, of course, spiritual message over here speaks about the importance of faith and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it emphasizes that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and regularly recall His presence and teachings, of course, will experience peace and reassurance in their heart. The yes. Itminan is found in their hearts. And of course, in this essence, it conveys that the true comfort and tranquility are found in a close relationship, in a close relationship with the Divine Creator.
Yes.
So, by zikr, or the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, with this, what happens is, you know, the experience of peace is attained, number one, yeah? And number two, the reassurance to the heart is also attained. The stress is overcome, or the stress can be overcome by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, oh, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a lot of steps in it again. Okay, so I'm having stress about my exams tomorrow. Okay, now I'm remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the stress gonna vanish? Is the question. Or example, my parents are expecting me to get a particular job, okay? Now, okay, if I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, okay? I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Is it reducing my stress or not? If it is reducing my stress, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But if it is not reducing my stress, then I don't know the techniques to reduce my stress by the remembering or the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Got me? So, over here, it's very important to learn how to reduce our stress, or how to manage our stress by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one.
Okay.
Number two, we have to know what is the meaning of itminan. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Example, tatma'innu al-qulub. Over here, what is the meaning of itminan, or reassurance? Over here, the meaning, or the dictionary meaning, says having peace after stress is called itminan.
All right.
Having peace,
after
the
stress.
State of peace after stress is called itminan. I have stress now. Now I'm finding peace in myself. This is the state of itminan. You see?
Yeah. That was amazing. Let's discuss more about it after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu رب المحسنين وخالقنا وراسقنا وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Welcome back, Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio and we're talking about stress management in teens. Well, we are talking about this one kind of stress other than the overwhelming things, that is the spiritual stress. Teens constantly think about some mistake and then they feel stressed about it, and it's okay to feel stressed about it, and it's a good stress. And we said Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub, indeed in the remembrance of Allah hearts find peace, hearts find comfort. So yeah, Brother Liaquat.
So over here, I was telling about itminan, right? About how we are going to find reassurance in our hearts, example.
Well, before you actually dive into it, I just get remembered of this. Like, as you were saying, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives comfort to the hearts. I remember these visuals that are being made today and they're being circulated on social media. Like when someone is actually standing in the prayer and they're carrying this huge amount of problems, and then when they go in the ruku, the problems actually get they bend with the person on his shoulders and they get down, they get half. And then when a person is in sujood, the problems he was carrying in his on his shoulders actually are completely vanished.
Well, or they fall down on the ground, example. Yeah. It's a good example though. Yeah, and it actually happens over here.
The visual represented in a very well manner how the problems actually get reduced with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Of course, indeed, by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, a lot of issues in the families or within ourselves, the spiritual problems, the materialistic problems, everything can be solved. When we speak about the remembrance, it's also with the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we remember Allah or the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, or example, reciting the Holy Quran, which is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, if you want to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the Holy Quran, because it's as if like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you, isn't it? Anyway, so coming back to itminan, the state of comfort after stress. Oh, here, Imam Khomeini says something very beautiful. He says that having a comfortable heart or a peaceful heart helps a person feel secured. When someone has this quality, they don't worry about their achievements. They don't worry about their money, looks, or social status. Okay? This is a heart, a comfortable heart, or a heart which is at peace, you know?
Yeah.
So the Imam Khomeini says, like, they don't worry about achievements. They don't worry about money, their looks, or social status. These things become less important to them. For spiritual seekers, having a broad understanding of existence helps them avoid getting overwhelmed by feelings or experiences that could disrupt their peace.
Yeah.
It keeps their inner self balanced and not overloaded. You see, so the Imam over here, Imam Khomeini, is saying something extremely important, like broad understanding of existence, you know, like how the existence is being existed. Okay, like if we connect everything and all the dots to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, actually, I was going through the hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and also another hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where the imams responded to the atheists by saying, like, okay, if you say that everything is kind of accident, then even your thoughts are accident, you see?
Right.
Everything is accident. Yeah. Okay, so why do you have to kind of believe in you if your thoughts are accident?
Yeah.
Example. Okay, but it was really beautiful where the Imam Ali al-Islam, he acknowledges that everything is a sign of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Indeed. There's one more hadith related to this. I'll say that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya
Welcome back. This is Islamic Upbringing. Well, Brother Liaquat, you were talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam's hadith. And I would add here that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that whatever I saw Allah before it, I saw Allah after it, and I saw Allah with it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, definitely. So over here, when the person asks, is it the seeing with your visual eyes, with your physical eyes? And the Imam says, no, it's the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the seeing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the inner eyes or with the eyes of the heart. Example over here. It's the heart, it's the very heart which remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart which remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the heart which looks at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which sees Allah
that
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That sees everything in the creation as a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically.
There are signs everywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, even the Holy Quran acknowledges about it. Yeah. So anyways, coming back to the stress management techniques, we have hadith from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam where he says, pleasant scents, honey, and gazing at lush and green landscapes brings joy and happiness, or in other words, reduces stress. Looking at green landscapes, example, or smelling something pleasant, example. And of course, it's also mustahab. It is also recommended to fill our house with good scent.
Smell,
very
scent.
Important.
Yeah.
And also, there's there's another narration from the Sahifa of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, where he quotes from his ancestors, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever you cook a lot of pumpkin, that is sweet pumpkin.
All right. Okay?
For it brings joy to the sorrowful heart. You know, stress management is not just through words, it's also through food.
Nutrition.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was beautiful for me when I was just going through stress management. Oh my goodness. Oh, even this is also there. Like the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, imagine. They have not left us even at any place. Like they have a word when we are eating. They have a word. Their guidance is always there. This is the most beautiful part.
In everything.
Look at it, there's guidance.
And this reminds me of that verse that says, whatever is in between the heavens and the earth and in between them is not created for support, is not created as such, is not created in vain.
Yeah, it's
it was created with purpose.
Yes, definitely.
So like just imagine a pumpkin taking away your stress. That's really amazing. And that's a point to ponder upon. That's a point to think about. I was recently researching about the cockroach. Like you always are, I would say.
After killing
the cockroach and you feel like, I don't know, you feel irritated with them. And then I realized, like when I was researching about them, I found how important role they play in decomposition, how important role they play in the entire ecosystem. So whatever is actually created with a purpose.
Indeed, indeed.
And yes, again, we would say that Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Thank you, brother,
Thank
for being
so
here.
Much.
Thank you, dear listeners. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.